a different feeling whenever passion projects really important.
What do you think are the biggest health issues in the Native community?
So I'm Daytuan Canty, and I do consent to this recording. I am not American Indian. I am Black American, but I have been a part of the Native region of North Carolina, the Lumberton, Pembroke, Richmond County, Moore County region. And so your question is, what do I feel are the
biggest health issues in the Native community?
So the biggest two issues are diabetes and cancer. There are a lot of individuals who are experiencing those two diagnoses or disorders.
You said you like live in the region.
I do. Yeah.
Okay. How would you describe the overall health and well-being of the region?
Well, I don't think that it's neither bad nor good. I think being here today is proof that there is getting better because we have a lot more resources, a lot more vendors that are here to promote and educate in terms of health inequalities and health disparities. So that's proof that there is attention being brought to the issues of this community.
And how are people in the region, from your perspective, learning about mental screenings, vaccinations, health services? Like, do you think people are getting that information through social media, TV, health department, PSAs? Like, how are they getting that health information?
I fear to say that a lot of the information is coming through the media and social media. However, I also fear that the information that's being received is inaccurate and biased information. And so because the people of this region tend to lean toward conspiracy in my mind, and are open to those type of
misinformation.
Thank you. I think that's where they're getting a lot of it. And so people aren't as readily willing to go get the vaccinations that are being offered, such as COVID vaccinations, influenza vaccinations. So people aren't really open or as open as I would like, hope and wish for them to be. But I think over time, through initiatives such as this, such as these that we're seeing today, people are becoming more and more enlightened to it.
And then lastly, what would you like outside organizations, policymakers, lawmakers to understand about the health needs of like this rural region?
That it starts with education. So we're at a university. We're at the University of North Carolina at Pembroke. We are on its campus. It is in the heart of the American Indian community here, which are the Lumbee Indian. Education, pouring more information into education and into educational resources in these communities, it's what is going to bring about the change and bring about health improvements. It's education. And unfortunately, there's a lot of illiteracy. And because of that, we see a lot of people not going to get the health care that they need, not going to get the vaccinations to help prevent a lot of preventable diseases. And unfortunately, I think that we see more people waiting until the point where whatever their issue is has advanced so significantly that they, and then we get dialysis, we get chemotherapy treatments, and we thank God for all of those things, right? But I do think that a lot of it can be prevented. And I will say another thing is trauma, historical traumatization, intergenerational traumatization. It really prevents people or causes people not to trust the healthcare industry. If you do, and I'm sure you have, and you'll continue to do research of how so many people were used basically as science projects, their bodies were used right here in this region, right here in this county. We have so many individuals who still are living with us that were experiments. Yeah, you know, women had their bodies mutilated without their consent. They were told one thing and now they've never been able to bear children. You know, they underwent hysterectomies that they didn't consent to at very young ages. So we have different things like that where people just aren't really trusting, understandably trusting of healthcare. But unfortunately, the information that they adapt to is also as damaging.
Do you think, sorry, this is
the follow-up. Totally fine,
Do you think that if there were more providers available that looked like them, that were part of their culture, they would be more receptive to like going to screenings, getting tested or vaccinated or getting health information?
Absolutely. That's every marginalized community. That's every marginalized people group. If we are able to see people and have available people who look like us and then hopefully who also have the similar cultural experiences as us, it makes it much more believable and helps us to be more open to that type of care and treatment. Absolutely. No question asked.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you.
Really-